Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I have a couple announcements. Today, our devotional is coming from Mark 9:43. If your hand caused you to stumble, cut it off. You should enter life maimed, then with two hands to go into hell where the fire never goes out. Mark 9:43. Our new memory verse of the week is Psalm 66:19. But truly, God has listened. He has attended the voice of my prayer. And the subject of this devotion is cutting it away. Also, every 14 days, we have a new season of devotionals come out. So when you go onto YouTube and you notice that it's season 50, season 52, so yada, 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 each 14 days starts a new season. So just in case you're looking for a certain devotional, look into the seasons and you will see them listed. Or you can click the playlist and it will play it for you, okay? Also, remember, you can contact with me for prayer. You can do that on any platform. If you click the link in my bio, it will let you see multiple links that I host a podcast on. Also, you can contact me on surrenderministries.info.org chat room. If you click it, it's not a chat room, it's a chat box. So if you click it, it's on the right-hand side. You have to put in your name, your email address, and when you do this, we can chat as long as you like about anything. It could be about the devotionals, it could be about prayer requests, it could be about something you read. Whatever you need to talk about, I'm there for you. And if I don't know it, we will pray. Okay, so let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us, to help us through our day. Father God, we ask you to help us apply the devotionals to our life, your holy word to our life, Father God. Help us to understand. Help us to change and want to change. Help us to bear good fruit. Help us to have patience as we go through our day, Father God. Help us not to overreact. Help us to always put every situation before you so you can guide us and show us the way. Father God, we also ask you to watch over people that are in the hospital rooms, Father God. We ask you to cover them in your blood, Father God. We ask you to heal their body, even ones that are having surgery today, Father God. We ask you to help them, the women that are giving birth, help them give birth, Father God. Father God, help each person in each hospital room around the world, Father God. Father God, watch over the different people that are suffering from depression, anxiety, Father God, and loneliness and grieving, Father God. We ask you to touch these people right now. We ask you to direct them, Father God. We ask you to be with them. We ask you to give them peace in their life, Father God. Father God, help them know that you love them. Help them know there's someone in their life that cares about them, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over the working moms and the working dads and the mothers that are, the families that are motherless and the families that are fatherless, Father God, help them to make it through. Father God, help them to be directed by you, Father God. Watch over the new pastors, the new Christians, the new babes in Christ, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give them direction. Help them to rely on you, to pray to you, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help us, Father God, not to rely on our physical self, our strengths, but to rely on you, Father God, to always depend on you, and to know that prayer is our biggest weapon and that we should do it every day. Father God, help us have the zeal to want to read our word. Help us have the want to connect with you, Father God. Help us have a deeper relationship with you each and every day. Father God, I ask you to watch over people that's in the military, watch over people that's in the police department, fire department, governors, mayors, anything in the government. Father God, we ask you to watch over these people. We ask you to help them make good decisions. Father God, watch over the people that works at Walmart, Kmart, CVS, Walgreens, Burger King, McDonald's. Customer service, Father God. Watch over the people that's doing customer service, Uber Eats, FedEx, UPS, places like that, Father God. Anything else I miss, Father God, watch over these people. Give these people a favor while they're on their job. Father God, watch over the people that are thinking about committing suicide, to have any thoughts running through their head that's mentally broken, Father God. We ask you to protect them, Father God. We ask you to help them be able to push forward, Father God, and seek you, Father God. Father God, watch over the people that are dealing with cancer. Some people are cancer survivors, Father God. We thank you for that. And some people are still dealing with the first stages of cancer and chemo, Father God. We ask you to protect them. People that are dealing with kidney problems and things of that nature, Father God. We ask you to watch over them, Father God. Watch over the newly divorced, the people that are married, Father God. The people that are newly dating, people that are newly single, watch over them, Father God. Cover them in your blood. Father God, we also ask you to watch over every church that's around the world, Father God. The church is supposed to be a hospital for the sick and not a place where people beat people up, Father God. But Father God, help people to learn to love one another. That's where it starts at, is love. Father God, we ask you to watch over Javyn, J-A-V-Y-N. He said, I'm needing healing for my son. Father God, touch him. Give him peace while his son goes through this. Father God, most of all, heal his son. Father God, we ask you, whatever he's dealing with, whether it's COVID, whether it's the flu, whether it's chickenpox, measles, stuff like that, Father God, we ask you to cover him, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over anyone else that needs healing and protection for their children, Father God. Protect their children, heal their children. Father God, watch over Randall. He said, I need a new job. Father God, I ask you to give him a new job somewhere else, somewhere he'll like. I ask you to protect him while he goes to look at these new jobs, Father God. I ask you to help him to be proactive and try to look for a new job, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over Starata, S-T-R-A-T-A. He or she said they can't sleep. So, Father God, we ask you to help them sleep. Father God, whatever they're doing that might be blocking them from sleeping, maybe you need to talk to them, Father God. Maybe they just have really bad insomnia, whatever it is, Father God, help them through it. Father God, help them to rest peacefully at night. Father God, watch over Courtney. She said, I need help to pass this test. Father God, help her open her mind to pass this test. Help her to do good, Father God. Father God, most of all, Father God, give her understanding, Father God, and let her know that she can depend on you. Father God, watch over Crystal. She said, I need clear understanding. Father God, she did say what situation. So Father God, we ask you right now to help her understand what's going on. I ask you to help her to see whatever situation she needs to, that she's dealing with, to place it before you, Father God. Father God, give her understanding and knowledge. Father God, watch over Russell. He said, I'm looking for a lawyer. Father God, we ask you to help him find a lawyer for whatever he needs a lawyer for, Father God. Help him to win the case if he needs to win the case. But Father God, if he did wrong, Father God, show him he did wrong and show him this is the consequences of it. And Father God, I ask you just to be with him through whatever it is. Father God, I ask you to watch over William. I ask you to help him through his depression. He said that he is very depressed. Sorry, I started praying before I said it, but William said he's depressed. Father God, I ask you to watch over William, his depression. Watch over anyone else that's dealing with depression. Watch over anyone else that need clear understanding and that can't sleep. Father God, I ask you to watch over these people. I ask you to help William through whatever he's going through, Father God. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of depression, anxiety, disappointment, rejection, Father God, gluttony, gossiping, lustfulness, perversion, Father God. We ask you to rebuke these spirits off of anyone that's listening and the people that's on this list in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Stefanani. Surgery. He has surgery on Friday. So Father God, we ask you right now to touch him. We ask you to cover him in your blood, Father God, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Let him go into surgery with a good mindset, Father God, his mind on you, Father God. Help him to have peace in you, Father God. Father God, bless the surgeon that's doing it, Father God. Anyone else that's having surgery, like a surgery in and out, outpatient surgery, Father God, protect them, give them peace. Father God, watch over Olivia. She said, I have anger issues. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch Olivia. I ask you to cover her in your blood. I ask you to give her a calmness. I ask you to help her to release wherever the root of that problem is, Father God. Anyone else that's dealing with anger issues, Father God, let them get to the root of why they're frustrated. Help them to release that problem, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Max. He said, I have a tooth pain. Father God, I ask you, whatever toothache he's having, I ask you to cover him in your blood, Father God. I ask you to remove the pain off his mouth. Father God, I ask you, anyone else that's dealing with a pain like this, Father God, have them to get to a dentist. Help the pain to release, Father God. We depend on you and have faith on you that you would do it, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch the people that are listening. Bless them and keep them, Father God. Even the people that's on this prayer list, bless and keep them, Father God. Give them favor. Give them blessings upon blessing, Father God. Room enough where they don't have room to store it, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for the listeners. We thank you for the readers. We thank you for the people that call in every day with their prayer requests. Father God, I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. In our prayer for this month is, Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I ask you to reign in my life, Lord. Let your word increase my life. Please bless me in all my increases, Lord. Please help me stand firm in you. I ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things out of the word. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with the holy fire. Lord, take every authority, every demon that is released against me and my family. Lord, I rest at night because of your peace resting in my life. I ask you right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating behind a curse. In the name of Jesus, you have no right, legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit in the name of Jesus. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember to read Proverbs 23. Remember to pray for people that's dealing with Parkinson's disease, dementia, and delusional disorder. Okay? I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.